I think we're 4-4, and we're a game back in the division.
Right. When we've talked about identity in the past, you said, you know, right around the midway point of the season, when you have a pretty good feel for what kind of team you have and the identity of it. What's your take halfway through this one?
That's usually the case when we're healthy. We're just not healthy right now. I mean, we're waiting on some guys to get back, and like I said last week, it's been a work in progress. You know, there's some things that happened out there tonight that were obviously very frustrating. Didn't quite understand what Cobb's status was. So we got him in there the last couple drives, but it's frustrating.
Aaron, what happened on the interception? Because it looked like that was Janice's guy. The guy was covering Janice in the interception.
I think it was the guy in the backside. I just tried to fit it in there to Devontae. He made a nice play.
When you're behind in the game, how do you balance wanting to get downfield strikes and get the big play versus just moving the chains and taking a few yards here, a few yards there?
You try and go through your progressions like you usually do, and when you're down, you have the opportunity to, you know, maybe take some more chances there if the opportunities present themselves. But we stuck with what we liked and very simple stuff there the last two drives and moved the ball down the field, put ourselves in a position. But obviously, it was too little, too late.
How long was your left foot bothering you? I saw you.
No, not too bad. I just got stepped on pretty hard. I mean, that's a common frustration from time to time is just getting stepped on really badly. So it's fine.
Were you hoping Kyle could have played in the first half even since he was up?
I was thinking he might. You know, I talked to him before the game, and he gave me a thumbs up after his workout that he was going to be up, which we were kind of 50-50 whether or not he was going to play. And then he wasn't out there for a while. I wasn't sure what was going on there, but it was good to get him in there in the end.
So, Aaron, how do you do offensively early in the game what you did later in the game? I understand they're totally different situations, but you said kind of during the week that you had kind of let go a little bit, cut loose with the younger guys last week. What could you have done differently?
Well, we got to make some plays when the opportunities present themselves. I was a little high on that, throw in the end zone to Jordy on an early drive, and then we missed a field goal, so we basically didn't get any points out of that drive. And then had a chance with Janice on a third down for a big play to put us in the red zone and didn't come up with it. Got to make those plays. I had one to Jordy. He said he lost it kind of in the stands on a long. I held it, and he kind of crossed the field from right to left there towards our sideline. And he said he just didn't pick it up well with the backdrop and couldn't see where it was. So, you hit a couple of those plays, you're obviously scoring more points. Right now, we got to score more than obviously 26 points to win a game like that. We felt comfortable that they, weren't going to be able to stop us a whole lot. We just kind of stopped ourselves. We start off with uncharacteristically low energy for whatever reason, and then didn't really respond well early in the game, even after the touchdown to Jordy for whatever reason. They had obviously first play of the game, a touchdown, and then a semi-backbreaker before the half to put them up two scores. But we got to respond better like we did to close out the game, get the crowd involved more than just the squirrel on the field, and that would have been better situation for us.
Aaron Bulak said in the locker room that you guys didn't have any juice early. You just said, how does that happen, and what do you think that, or why?
I have no idea. I don't understand it. I mean, this is what we get paid to do, is to bring it every week. And I hope the guys would say that I bring it every week. I mean, I love this game, and I bring the energy. I'm not a rah-rah guy, but I'm a focused, enthusiastic player, and I don't know what the lack of juice was. I mean, you kind of felt it over the entire sideline. We didn't have the same kind of enthusiasm and encouragement that we had the previous 2 weeks. So we got to look deep in the mirror there, because that's just not acceptable.
I think it's because they were trying to kick off right away.
I mean, that didn't help, I'm sure, but I mean, come on, we got to be mentally tougher than that. That's just unacceptable.
Aaron, how badly do you guys need a traditional running game to sort of balance this offense?
I don't know, Rob. I mean, we got to do a better job in the red zone, score a touchdown. Then, you know, like to Pete's question, you know, find out what that identity is has been difficult this season because we've had so many different guys out. And it's been different every game. You know, Devontae last couple of weeks, a high number of catches, moving him around the backfield. And then, you know, Ty had some good runs tonight. But, I mean, I don't think you're going to see a real conventional running game until we get James back, if we get him back here in the next couple of weeks. But I thought Richard played really well, got some opportunities. And, you know, like I said, it's going to be a work in progress. We got to – doesn't matter who's back there in the backfield or out there at receiver. We got to be more efficient throwing. I got to throw it better, and we got to catch it better, and we got to make more plays.
So the whole goal of all this is to get in the postseason and make a run of the Super Bowl. Do you feel like this team has much of a chance at that right now?
I look at the standings. I think we're right in it. You know, it's one of those years in the North, possibly, where you know, it looks like there's three teams really really tied up there. Obviously, with Detroit winning today, they're 5-4. We beat them already. Minnesota's 5-3. They beat us. We still play them at home. We go to Detroit. Still go to Chicago. But, you know, that's down the road. We got to put ourselves in a position to even have those conversations. We got three tough ones on the road. You know, start with Tennessee, and it's we got to bring more energy and more juice, and just find a way. At this point, we keep finding a way. Hopefully, something will happen down the line.
How would you assess your own play 8 games in?
Well, I think I've been playing better the last few weeks, but I think I can even play better than it's been going. You know, we've been more efficient in the passing game. We've done, you know, the Lions done a good job of giving me some time. I moved around pretty well. You know, been scrambling a lot. Today was bad on third down. I don't know what the percentages was, but it felt like it was, you know, a high 30s possibly percentage, and a red zone. So I got to be more efficient in the red zone. And yeah, we got to find a way to get a rushing touchdown from somebody besides myself. You know, that's going to be a goal here the next 8 weeks. But I'm always looking for ways to improve, and I get graded as harshly as possible, and I appreciate that. And I'm going to keep trying to make plays for this offense.
Yo, Alonso, Aaron, whose job is it to make sure the energy level is where it needs to be?
It's everybody's job. You know, it's the you know, different guys bring that energy, and but we, you know, we feel it. When you feel it, you got to make a play, or you got to get guys up. I mean, we all got to be a little mentally tougher. I don't understand the way the sideline was after that first, you know, the first play. You know, we go down, let's get a field goal. Right? We're in the game. It's 7-3 early on. We got to, like I said, you know, we got to be a little tougher. That's the mark of a team. You know, we talk about that all the time at my locker. You know, how you deal with adversity says a lot about the kind of players you got, kind of team we got. We got to respond a little bit better.
Aaron, what do you do about that going forward? Like, you guys, what do you do after a game like this where you have that concern?
Well, I mean, everybody's going to talk about it. You guys are going to write about it. So hopefully that wakes people up enough that that's important. I mean, we feel it. It's not something that's, you know, some mystery. You feel the energy and the excitement and the, you know, the focus. It just wasn't where it needed to be, and that's on everybody, myself included. We got to find a way to get guys, you know, dialed in for whatever reason. You know, I know we're playing young players, but I've said it the last couple weeks. There's no excuses. I mean, we're paid to play and perform. We got to do a better job at that.